Welcome to the Electra International series, Think Like a Leader. We all enjoy hearing another person's success story, and we hope our conversations with leaders from across the electrical construction industry will help spark your interest and creativity in finding ways you can think like a leader. Greetings, and thank you so much for joining us. This is another edition of Electra International's Think Like a Leader. And we are very pleased today to have with us as our guest, Rosie Privitera-Biondo. Rosie is president and CEO of Mark One Electric that's headquartered out in Kansas City. It is a family-owned business, and she's been with the company for 46 years. So she's got a lot of history with the company, and she's got a lot to tell us about what it's like now to be serving as CEO and president. So Rosie, thanks so much for giving us time today. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. It's my pleasure. And thank you so much for inviting me today.
When you think about your company and how it has grown, are there certain elements that you can describe and say, you know, doing that really had a direct impact on the fact that we were able to grow? Are there certain things that come to mind?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many. I started in the business quite a few years ago. So just to give you a slight history, remember that was Selectric typewriters, no correction tape, no computers. We had 10 key adding machines, not calculators. So we've come a long way from rotary dial phones and just a very antiquated way of doing business. So the amount of things I could share to you, I'm not quite sure where I would want to start. But when I think about typing a payroll check in a carriage that was this long to get all the boxes in for all the IBEW benefits, it was comical. You know, people can't understand. So there's many things.
Well, what are some of the challenges that you face working with a management team as opposed to challenges when you're working with people in the field? Is it a different approach to leadership for your inside team as opposed to your workforce team?
I would say that, yes, that's true. You do have to have a different management style. One of the things that we're doing here at Mark One is we are engaging our field in multiple different ways with our office staff, our project management. And because of this year and the COVID with the Zoom and the Google technology, it seems that we've bridged a gap there. Now, I would say that when you're talking to your office staff versus your field, there is still a mindset of this is the way we've always done it. And so trying to get people to make technology changes, I believe our office staff is a little bit more interested in that than possibly our field. So in the last several years, we've gone to automated where our staff has to key in their own payroll into their phone / a computer. They said that could never be done. And by gosh, we have success. Our team is doing it. It took a bit, but it happened. We recently also implemented a new program for turning in your material orders electronically. They said that couldn't be done, and it's happening. But it does take a bit of coaching and patience to get your field to come along to those ideas.
Now, you told us that you've been with the company 46 years. How did you come to the decision that the construction industry, specifically electrical construction, was the right choice for you?
You know, that's interesting because I it wasn't really a choice for me. I started out here as a part-time job, went to college here in Kansas City, and continued to work here in the family business. And then one thing led to another. And the next thing you know, I'd been here for 20 years and realized that I really liked being in this industry. It was a fit for me. I was very comfortable working in a definitely a man's world. And you do see more females in the industry today, but 20 years ago, not so much. And it was very natural for me to be in the business. So when my dad decided to retire and pick his president, he chose me, and that was an interesting dynamic, and I was very pleased with that process.
And how would you say the rest of your management team reacted to that? Were there issues? I mean, I don't mean just because you're female, but were there issues because it was a family business and they said, oh, well, we're stuck with whoever he decides? Or did they say, wow, thank God he's got somebody ready to take over?
Well, so what's interesting about that was when my dad first mentioned it to me, because, you know, my mom and dad were the owners, right, very active in the business. And my brothers are busy in the business as well. I have three brothers, Joe, Carl, and Tony, who are still, we are still a team and very active together. I said to my parents, hey, I am ready, willing to step up to the challenge. I know I can do it, but I want the support, number one, of the brothers. And I want the support of the people who I've been working with in this business so far. So I hired an outside facilitator to come in and interview my parents, my brothers, my field management, and any project management and people of authority at that time, and ask for honest reactions to them. Would they work with me and continue to support me as I come into this presidency? And interesting enough, the resounding answer was absolutely yes. We support her because we've worked alongside her. We know what her capabilities are, and we know that she has the strength to run the business.
As you look at the next generation coming into the industry as a whole, what advice would you give to students who are considering careers in construction, particularly electrical construction?
Well, number one, I think it's important for them to intern in their field prior to them getting out of college. I think that would be one thing that I would recommend to people who are wanting to get into the electrical industry. So, you know, a lot of people get electrical engineering degree and they never even consider being on the contractor side. They only think about being on working for an engineering firm. And then sometimes they get into their engineering career and they realize they maybe want to work for a contractor. So I think having some experience in working either for a contractor or an engineering company as you are leaning towards the field of electrical, I think those are very big basics, or even possibly if you could possibly work with your tools, if that's even possible, maybe as a summertime helper. I think those are things that would be essential for you to move forward in today's world.
As a member of the Electric International's Council, you have the opportunity to help shape the foundation's agenda. So when you're looking at potential projects that Electri might fund, what specific kinds of return on investment are important to you before you agree to vote to fund a project?
Well, I believe that when I have been participating in that particular process, I've been very pleased with the things that they do choose, because they seem to be always relevant to what's going on in my world at that time. And the project management side, the scheduling, the change orders, there was something I attended here a few weeks ago. They talked about contracts, and then I shared all that information with my accounting team. They were enlightened and so pleased to be associated with the organization and want to know how they can participate more with Electri as we move forward. And they're new members they've been in the accounting world on the construction side, but not necessarily on the electrical. So they are very enlightened by what they've seen already.
When you think about Electri moving forward, two questions. First of all, how can Electri make maximum use of its research to make sure that the results of all these great projects are getting into contractors' hands? Do you think that they're doing enough to get it to the contractors, or do you have some specific suggestions about how better to get things into people's hands?
Well, I think this is something that I think has always been kind of a problem in general. Most of this data is directed to the people at the top of the food chain, like people like myself. Some people are excellent about passing that information forward inside their organizations, and then sometimes it doesn't get pushed out as much as it needs to. So somehow we have to have that middle management group involved and feel where they can have a piece of the action, as I just referred. One of our people is listening to your podcast, and I didn't even know they were doing that, and they're very interested. So how do we get them in more engaged and get more buy-in? So again, this is about getting that word out down to the next level. And I think that comes from people like myself pushing that information out to them. But I'm not quite sure how you need to do that. I just know it needs to be done.
Are there specific topics that you think that electrical contractors should have more research on? Are there specific topics you would recommend to Electric International for its going forward research and education agenda?
Well, as I
said, Carolyn, you really better make sure that they're looking at X.
Well, Carolyn, I think the things that they have focused on in the past are still the same things that we focus on every single day. It's always about how to please the general contractor, making sure that we get what we need to get as the subcontractor slash if we're working directly for an owner, and how we make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's and protecting our industry. Unfortunately, I think as we work for multiple owners, clients, general contractors, not one of them runs their business the same way. So we are constantly challenged by trying to report to, if you have, you know, 80 jobs going, 80 different general contractors telling you 80 different ways they want something done. I have not seen the industry change enough in my time here that everything fits into one box. We are constantly having to reshape how we handle something to make someone happy. And I just wish there was a better way that we can get that information out to the general contracting world to make our business lives easier.
Rosie, what is the best piece of career advice that you have ever received?
Well, the best advice I have had is be involved with NECA, which is, and again, Electri, and keep yourself very educated in your industry. So learn as much about your industry after you've already gotten out of school, and keep yourself educated about every facet of your business. It might be insurance. It might be contracts. It may be workman's compensation. It may be just labor relations. But know your business and know everything that you need to know in order for you to be confident when people ask you questions.
Well, you have helped me understand several different things today from your perspective. And one of the most important ones, I think, is to make sure that it isn't just information that's at the very top, but if something's going to succeed, either as a new way of doing something or a new technology or whatever, it has to get to that middle ground so that it can be accepted and understood by your inside staff and your field staff working with you so that you're not working at cross purposes. And the second thing that I just picked up on now that you told us is the importance of knowing so many different topics. It's not just enough to understand electricity. It really is to understand how a business runs in order to be the leader.
I think that is well said.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much for your time today. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our audience that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I just thought I'd give you guys a plug that I think that the research that's done by Electri is so important, And we're so fortunate to have great sponsors with all of our big suppliers and companies that support the organization, because this is how we're going to move the industry forward. And so I'm proud to be associated with it. I'm happy that we're on the council. I'm glad that my dad's name is associated with it. It makes the company very proud. And let's keep everything moving forward.
Thank you so much for your time today. And just so everyone knows, this will be available both as a video and as a podcast, so you can listen while you're driving. Thanks, Rosie. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for today's Think Like a Leader conversation. You can access every interview in this series on our website, electri.org, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast app. This is a remarkable look inside the electrical construction industry, and it's yours for the listening.